when you bring a palgus, you have to bring the nesachim. Umasni, you make it tonight. Rashi says, "Maisi umasni." This really sefik. He holds really this palgus is a sefik, and we don't know what type of nesachim you should bring. You should bring the nesachim of an ayil or the nesachim of a keves. So you bring like both, and you make it tonight. So much like this. Me, I'm going to do. I say, ayil bekeves masna. His sefik is either it's an ayil or a keves. So he brings the nesachim like both of them. But the burial of masna, there's no doubt to say, there's no self to say it's like a new creature. And this, we don't have to make that in part of you tonight. That's the sefik. Aduma, maybe no. According to Bapoda, maybe the burial nami masna. Maybe you have to make it tonight, and maybe it's a burial. And the Yomri sounds like this. A burial have a, if this palgus is called a new type of an animal, levekul nadova. It could be like then, it's not mechuyiv nesachim altogether. And then the nesachim totally should be in a dava. So therefore that's our shaila. According to Bar Poda, when you bring the nesachim, is the pshat, it's only a suffix, whether it's a keves or an ayil. And then in our shaila, for sure, you yotze, you chayiv, to bring the korban ayla. Because manashach, you brought a palgus, either it's an ayil or a keves, you yotze. The other side, no, maybe it's also a suffix, maybe it's a barrier. And if there's a doubt, according to Bar Poda, it's a barrier. So now in Shal, you would not be Yotzi and Neder. You still have to bring another Korban Eilah. So that's a good suffix. Rashi says what? That he brings it tonight, what's really suffix, about Poder, my Mestav, what's a suffix? Or my Masna? V'oil Ayil, Dorish Leil Adrash, he used the Posik for something else in the Gemara Menachis. Our suffix here is, what's the term these Nesachim? Like, is it Pshita? It's either an Ayil or a Kevis. So you have to make a tonight and a sochem, either this or that. Or else maybe no, maybe a duma, she says, beriye, misakla rapoda duma beriyehu. For gabi nesochem, maisi yumasna. The beriyehev will have a cool in the dova. This whole thing's only in the dova. So maybe our sochem remains a teiku. Then another shayla. Boyer Reb Zera. What's going to be here? Oymer harei olai lach me toida min hachomitz. Oymer min hamatzah. Person says is mechayv himself to bring the lech lach metoida from chometz oy min matzah for heavy seyer, and he brings now his matzahs from seyer sourdough. That's what he brings. So Rashi says really toida is tuna mem chalas daf 40 chalas shloishim 30 of them are made out of matzah and 10 of them is made out of chometz. So the guy says that he wants to bring lach metoida min a chometz min a matzah. Rashi says it means yud chalas. He wants his mechayv himself to bring 10 chalas. And neizim min sheretz, it's up to him to decide if he wants to bring 10 chalas of matzah or 10 chalas of chametz. That was his nedava. He's bringing the nedava now to bring just 10 chalas from a lach metoida. Either 10 of chametz or 10 of matzah. And the question is now, he brings sourdough. So sourdough really is not completely chametz, and it's not completely matzah. So that's the shal, is the yotz is neder now or not. So Mora says, sayyid the man, let's see, which type of sourdough are we talking about now? E sayyid the Rabbi Meir, if we're talking about Rabbi Meir's sayyid. So the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, shita matzah ma'yasi. That's considered mamish gesunta matzah. It's not even a salt of chametz. So Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, pligu the machlekes and psochim. Rabbi Meir heavy sayer biach sofes ponim. As soon as the face of the dough starts to change colors, come a little bit yellow, that's called already sayer, even though it has no cracks in the dough at all. And if it has cracks, he yells that's already called a chametz gomer. That's Rabbi Meir shita. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that sayer kozman there's no cracks, it's chametz gomer. As the Gemara says, if you want to say the sourdough, only turned a little bit to become like a little bit sour. It turned a little bit towards yellow, but it didn't have any cracks yet. Says so, according to Yehuda Shita, that's mamash matzah ma'ayisah. There shouldn't be any suffix. Elamai either Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to tell me the sayer of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which that means the dough started to crack already, is so Rabbi Meir chametzu. According to Rabbi Meir, that's for sure chametz. It's not a suffix either. Now, what's the loch of sourdough in Rabbi Meir Shita? According to Rabbi Meir, when the dough started to change colors already, but there are no cracks in it yet. So if so, midalok yolei. Since Reb Meir agrees that if you eat that seir on chametz, you get malchus, there's no chiyuv koris, but you get malchus. If so, chametzu. Shat in accordance with Reb Meir talk, it's called chametz. And mail here also. Rashi says, Rashi says, "V'yaf agav the chorus lemechivno, you're not mechayev chorus. If you eat this on Pesach, mishum d'lav chometz or royal achilu, it's not royal to eat. Miu chometz nuk shemikri is called like old chometz, and therefore for your neder here, avadi you be yotze nidroi. Since lemais it's chometz, you'd be yotze your neder. So there's no suffix again. But Eli rather the shalom like this: the Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda." According to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that the sourdough now sayer has cracks in it already. That's how much like chometzika became already. So Shalom Rizmai, what's the locha? Svei kehevei is according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a suffix, whether it's chometz or whether it's matzah, it's one of the two. If so, then the nofik ramonishoch, if somebody brings now to be yotzes nedo lach metoida these type of ten chalas, which are sourdough, so it'd be yotz ramonishoch. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has a suffix. Rashi says, Eldav Yehuda means the karne chagovim, that the dough has cracks already, like the horns of a grasshopper. When we boil the libra of Yehuda, the Yom he says, B'seya the day, Yisof, he says, if you find this on chomet, on Pesach, you have to burn it. Alma yesh by tzad chomet. There is a tzad chomet, but still he holds whoever eats it on Pesach, Yipota. Alma la vade chometzu. And therefore it's like Asura Sofik. So Shalom is now according to Yehuda, what's the suffix? Is it a suffix whether it's chametz or matzah? So then here in our case, the monoshach would be yotzah, whereas the other suffix is no, maybe it's again, it's like a barrier, it's like a new thing, it's not this and not that, and then you would not be yotzah, you're choyv bayos. But you said you want to bring lach meitayda from chametz or from matzah. That's how Shalom, that's what Mora says. Sveiku, if it's a suffix of Yehuda, then the nofik monoshach, it'd be yotzah and monoshach. Or do we maybe know? Maybe according to you, the berihu, this type of sourdough is a new din. It's not chometz and it's not matzah. It's nothing. That's why you have to burn it. You pot to feed it. And therefore, by yos loy nothing, you wouldn't be yotza. So maybe that's from Zera Sofik. So Mora says no. V'omer Avuna Avuna says, Ha'ima reyel alach meitoida. Somebody says a chiv to bring lach meitoida. Maybe toida v'lachma. He has to bring a korban toida with this lechem. He saw the chiva the chayv lay betoida, the lachmo. Once he had to bring a korban toida, then it's lachmo. Holo yoda hay gavra, he chometz heve the laisei matzah, he matzah but let's say chometz. So monashuk, you're not going to be yotzia. Like if you have to bring a regular korban toida with the real 40 lechems, so monashuk, 30 of them have to be matzah. If you tell me now, according to you, the tesofik what these are, so you can't use them for matzah because maybe they're chometz. And you can't use them for chometz because maybe they're matzah. So you're not going to be yotzer anyway. So what's your shalom? What's your suffix over here? The monashuk, you're not going to be yotzer. So Mora says no. The yomah, the case is, harei alai chalo, lifter toidosai shaplani. The guys, I only wanted mechayim himself to bring chalo to free somebody else. My friend brought a korban toida. And he has to bring chalo. So I want to bring 10 chalos for him. That's what I want to bring. So Mora says, so what? Hola yodai gavri, chometz heve, you're not helping out your friend. If you bring these 10 chalas, you don't know what you're giving your friend. Is these 10 chalas chometz? And then your friend, the laisi matzah, he has to bring 30 matzahs. Oi matzah, maybe what you're giving your friend now is matzah. And the laisi chometz, he has to bring 30 chometzes. Now since your friend anyway doesn't know what it is, so what are you helping? You're not helping anyway, so anyway it's a suffix. So Mora says, the question is, lo tzricho to lo yoma liftoi. He didn't say he wants a part of somebody else. To lo yoma liftor. He says, lo tzricho to lo yoma liftor. He didn't say he wants a part to free somebody else's chayiv. And the rabbi said like this, Rashi says, harayolai yud chalis litoidosa shaplaini. I want to have a chayiv to bring 10 chalis for my friend. The chiv and the yom of the tadosa shaplaini leichayv lebetoida. He's not mechuyav to bring a korban toida. V'lachma with this lechem. Ela b'yes roni ten. Now vavadi pshitolam dehu ploini lemister nechnami. That person won't be yotza with him. But the question is, though, you have a chiv now to bring 10 chalas, and you could bring either 10 from chametz or 10 from matzah. So that's yisofik. Now, you yotze yochayif. Someone says, Meifik gavri de nidra nofik. Is this person mekayim his neder? Or lenofik? Or he's not mekayim his neder? His neder was to bring 10 chalas, either of matzah or of chametz. So that's the shal. If you bring now this type of sourdough, so that's a sofik according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is it the pshat, it's either chometz or it's matzah, and then you yotze? Or maybe no, according to Abiyud, maybe it's a barrier by itself and you're not yotze. So that's also a teiko. That will be a teiko. What's the locha? Is seyir, according to Abiyud, is it for sure one of the two? Or maybe no, maybe it's neither. It's like a new barrier, a new creature. It's neither chometz nor matzah. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, kosher beporo, what's kosher for a poro is posel biegla. Is posel fegla rufa. And kosher begla, how you act with an egla rufa, is posel b'poro. Okay, so about a poro aduma. And it means the shchita. Poro aduma needs a shchita, posel b'shachar ha'slofonov. So to do a shchita on an egla rufa, that's posel. An egla rufa is not turned shchita, but you have to chop off the head from the back. That's the parsh of an egla rufa. If you find a mace outside the city, you have to bring an egla rufa. And the opposite also, what you do to an egla rufa, that's posel for a poro. A poro needs a shchita, not chopping off the head. It's more so like this. Tana Rabbanan, what like this? Poro b'shchita. Poro aduma needs a ma'isa shchita done to it. Poro b'shchita k'shera. The yareif p'sula, if you just chop off the head, that's psul by a poro aduma. Egla, the egla rufa you bring, the yareif k'shera, there you have to chop off the head. But b'shchita p'sula, if you make a shchita on an egla rufa, you're not mekayim, you don't have your kapora. The Pasuk said, you find a mace outside the city, we don't know who killed him, so the Anshe'ir has to bring an Egla Rufa for their kapara. So the Egla Rufa has to be Dafka with an Arifa chopping off the head and not with a Shita. Nimtas, it comes out like it says in our Mishnah, that Kosher B'Poro, the Shita's Kosher B'Poro is possible B'Egla, and Kosher B'Egla, what's Kosher B'Egla Rufa is possible B'Poro. So we ask the question, how do you know this? Tvitei Poro K'Shera B'Arifa. Why don't they say that the Poro Aduma should be kosher even by chopping off its head? And I should say, Mikal V'Chayma from Mikal V'Chayma, Megla Rufa. Or Ma Egla, just like an Egla Rufa. Shlihuch Shura B'Shchita. There's no Hechsh, you can't do it B'Shchita. Like we'll learn in Apsukim later. Egla Rufa is B'Davka B'Arefa and not with a Shchita. If so, Huch Shura B'Arefa. Still you can make an Arefa by the Egla Rufa. Is so poor, the Poro Aduma, Sheikhshua Bishkita, you could be Yotza with the Shkita and a Poro Aduma. If so, Ein Adin, isn't it a swear to say, Sheikhshua Barefa? Isn't it a swear to say that maybe you could also chop off the head by a Poro Aduma? The Zemur says, no, on the Quran, the Pasuk says, Vishachat, and the word Vichuka. It says, Rashi says, Vishachat, Reis Lefono, Vuxiv, Reis Chuka Satera. If so, Vishkita and Barefa Loi, that Likuva here, that only Shkita is Mata Poro Aduma, and not a reifa. So we ask the question, so what, even though it says the word chukah, so what? I can't make a kabachayim, why can't I still make the kabachayim? I will gab a yom kippurim. The chsiv bei chukah, the Pasuk says the word chukah, for Tanya still we learned, when it says, v'yasol chatis ha-girl, so we dashin ha-girl lois ha-chatis, v'yain ha-shem lois ha-chatis. That the girls were doing it, and not just on you calling it. But there you have the two serum, Echad Lashem, Echad Lazozel. So you can't just say this soya should be Lashem, you have to make a girl. Now, Shiyoch, other work, I would have thought to say, Baladin is a Svara. When the girl doesn't work, Kiddush Hashem, if you say this is Kaddish, it's Kaddish. Is so Mokim, Kiddush a girl over here, by the Torah says you could use a girl, a lottery. Is Eidah Dinit in the Svara that says Kiddush Hashem, if you call it, it should be good? Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, be a soul chattis. That's a special Xeras Kosiv. Hagoru lo sechatis, ve'en Hashem lo sechatis. Now, time, what's the reason? Because of Rachmon of Yisrael chatis, next Shaposik. Holav hok, without this extra Shaposik, Tashin and Kabachai wouldn't make a Kabachayma. So the question is why? How can I make a Kabachayma? It says the word chukah by these pashas of Yom Kippurim. You see, even though it says the word chukah, it's like I make a Kabachayma. Samura says, no. Miet Rachmon of Yisrael Rufa. There's a Miet, special Miet Begle Rufa. Zeis be a Reifa. You're talking right. Really, you could have made a kabbalchayim to say a poro should be kosher with an arufa, with chopping off the head. And now the word chukah would help us. But the reason why we don't make the Kal V'Chomer is because there's an extra pasuk by Egla Rufa, that dafka the Egla Rufa is by Reifa chopping off the head. And not something else, and not a paraduma. Therefore, paraduma cannot be kosher by Reifa. The Amos says, if so, the opposite, but the Egla k'sher b'shchita. Why not say the Egla Rufa is kosher b'shchita me Kal V'Chomer? Or ma porish l'uchshu b'reifa. Vadach pora aduma, it's not kosher with chopping off its head, like we just said. Still k'shera b'shchita, so egla rufa, she k'shera b'reifa, it is kosher b'reifa. Eina din is the svarta say shukshu b'shchita. Maybe egla rufa should also be kosher b'shchita. And this is not also special, because there's a kosher b'makro. The pasuk says, v'orpoi ha'egla. So v'orpoi ha'egla b'reifa v'ein b'shchita. The orfoy ha'egla means bareifa in b'shchita loy. Especially because there's a custom, the egla rufa is dafka bareifa chopping off its head and not b'shchita. Especially because there's a custom. Yeah. Therefore, we say that, like it says in the Mishnah, that the por is dafka b'shchita and the egla rufa is dafka bareifa. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side of the tape. So wait till the end of this tape, and then turn over. We'll start up Chav Dalet on the other side of this tape.